charges recommended by a grand jury against Pennsylvania Attorney General Kathleen Kane include perjury, false swearing in, official oppression, and obstruction of the law. That information comes from court documents unsealed today at the request of Kane's legal team. WHYY Shai Ben Yaakov reports that Kane claims that what the documents do not say speaks volumes.
Both Kathleen Kane and her lawyer say all of the recommended charges refer to Kane's grand jury testimony, alleging that she lied when she said she never leaked documents to the press. But Kane's lawyer, Lanny Davis, says they don't actually recommend charging her with contempt, the charge that would come from actually leaking the documents. He says Special Prosecutor Thomas Carluccio is clutching at straws.
I'm sure he will say, well, she lied under oath because she illegally leaked. Or she was guilty of obstruction of administration of law because she illegally leaked. So the question, Mr. Prosecutor, which a lot of jurors will be asking if this ever gets to a jury, and I hope it won't, is, well, excuse me, why did you charge her with the motivation you're attributing to her for lying?
Speaking at a separate news conference, Kane maintained her innocence.
That unsealing shows that there was nothing done wrong. That special prosecutor looking for leaks from my office and a grand jury didn't even find them.
Special Prosecutor Carluccio has alleged Kathleen Kane leaked two documents to the media regarding a separate grand jury investigation into a Philadelphia civil rights leader. That investigation was led by former state prosecutor Frank Fina, who also started a separate sting investigation into politicians who allegedly took bribes. Kane halted that investigation, which began before she took office, saying it was tainted by racism. Kane has also challenged Carluccio's appointment by a judge as special prosecutor, saying it violates separation of powers. The grand jury presentment has been sent to Montgomery County District Attorney Risa Vetri Furman, who has not said whether she'll charge Kane. I'm Shai Ben Yaakov, WHYY News.